It's Beamaz and Beamer, News Radio 930 WBEN.
That's right, Brian Mazeroski, Joe Beamer here with you for the next hour. Hope everyone's doing all right. It was a very nice weekend, nice couple of days here in Western New York. Joe, I didn't really enjoy yesterday. I was painting all day. It's such a chore.
But you picked the right day to do it, right? The Bills aren't playing.
I get to open up all the windows.
Yeah.
And, you know, enjoy the nice breeze and sunlight there.
So you actually took advantage of the weather by picking the paint yesterday.
Yeah, opening up the window. There are less fumes in the house.
Exactly.
I open up the windows. You got to tape everything. Taping is the worst part of painting.
I would imagine.
You tape everything just to take it off again. You paint. They do a couple coats. I'm not that great at painting. I got so much paint on the carpet.
Oh.
How do I get that off? There's got to be a way.
803-0930. Text board.
There's got to be a way to get this paint off. It's like a darker paint, too, so it's just...
Can you just, like, rub your hand on the carpet until it all, like, chips off? You know what I mean? Like, after it dries?
You know what? That's probably some of it, yes. Some of it, I tried to, like, you know, get it right away, and then now it's just a blotch of paint on the carpet.
You should rent the carpet steamer. Remember, you know, the like a convenience store used to always have.
Do they even do those anymore?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I'm gonna have to.
That was a big deal back in the day.
I'm all excited. I painted most of the room. I come downstairs after painting all day, and you know, my wife is just like, "You gonna get that paint out of the carpet?" I'm like, all right, that's it.
You'll get it. It's still a major accomplishment. You accomplished more this weekend than I did. So, you know, you should be very proud of yourself.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
What did you do?
I went to the UB game.
All right, so maybe...
And hey, by the way, UB, what an amazing comeback. 21 points in the fourth quarter. A very exciting game. Undefeated in the MAC. This is a team that started 0-3. They've won 5 straight, leading not only their division, leading the conference now, as they beat the other division leaders on Saturday. Very exciting atmosphere.
Cool stuff. I went grocery shopping, too, this weekend. And I saw this in Insider out with new Aldi. You know, there are a lot of companies, they give their updates, right, every quarter, how they're doing. And at a media event, Aldi saying they've seen a rise in middle-income shoppers. They've seen a rise in just about everything. They're rapidly scaling. It's America's fastest-growing grocery chain, and many more people are shopping there. For the third year in a row, Aldi is the U.S.'s fastest-growing grocer. You have more people shopping there, and it's... really kind of taking everything by storm. There's more Aldi's going up. Every Aldi I've been into has been completely remodeled.
Yep.
I see it. I see it in the parking lot. I see it in the amount of people who are in the store. And I'm wondering if people have changed the way they've shopped in the last couple of years in a way that a store like Aldi has now wedged its way into your normal shopping routine.
3 years ago, 2 years ago, let's say 2 years ago, I never would have stepped foot in Aldi. And I don't know why, but I just had this idea of what Aldi was. Brian, I do a majority, I would say 90% of my grocery shopping is now done at Aldi. You find almost everything you need there. And you know what? It saves you. I mean, if you compare it to any other grocery store, it saves you a lot of money. The only thing it might not save you is time. But I've noticed the Aldi on Main Street in Williamsville. I mean, it is busy no matter what time of day. You're not getting out of there quickly. Let me just tell you that. It is busy from open to close.
So 803-0930. Are you among those who have made the switch? Or... maybe not. Maybe there are some things you don't do. Where do you go? Where do you not go for groceries? Is Aldi among them? And if not, where else? And how has it changed in the last couple of years? Aldi, I love this insider piece because one of the first things it mentions is the discount chain doesn't care about special services or fancy displays, and neither do Americans, it seems. And that is, I never really thought about that, but that is one thing you don't get at all. There's no fancy end cap. There's no big display. There's no football made out of Pepsi boxes or anything when you walk in.
Right.
Like, it is kind of bare bones like that. I've always been an Aldi person, ever since they opened here. Shopped there for years and years and years. They always have great stuff.
They do.
And the savings, I will say it depends on what you get.
Right, yeah, you have to, yeah.
You have to poke around, and you still have to look at it at the end of the day. But I have always liked the simplicity of it. And the very, I've always thought from the get-go, is like this very European, it was like IKEA of grocery stores. Because the way it's set up is for you to basically follow along a path up and down every aisle of the store. And if you stray from the path, you feel like you've now all of a sudden upset the balance of the universe because you're not going along, right? Just up and down the aisle. You go in and you go past the produce.
That's right.
And everything, you know, in the cooler along the side. Maybe it's the bread or the snacks. And then you turn down the next aisle and you keep on going up and down. I always thought that was very neat. And then you get to the cashier and they're like, whatever, I don't care. You bag it yourself. Yeah. Foom, 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 foom. I'm going to sit down while I do it. Don't even tell me. I might not even make a name tag. We don't have time for that small talk for you to know who I am. Let's keep it going here. Move right along. And then you're, boom, in your car before you know. I have always liked that. That it's got like a certain flow to it. And for somebody who doesn't like the meandering in stores. We've talked about this before,
yes.
Like at a grocery store or somewhere else where I feel like I'm in someone's way. I just always like to keep moving. Aldi is the perfect store
perfect
for
place.
Me because it just, something about the layout of the store just encourages it.
I'm a big fan of their $2 salad kits because that's a meal right there for $2. You get the salad, you get the dressing, you get all the things to go in it. It's great. Like I said, I do a majority of my shopping now at Aldi. The only thing that I might need to go to another store for is I do like a good rotisserie chicken. Or sometimes the produce is a little light at Aldi.
I feel like if you shop at Aldi, though, you're not just doing all your shopping at Aldi.
Yeah, I think that's a fair point.
I think Aldi is maybe for some people it's their first stop now. Maybe it started as like a supplement to your normal like Tops or Wegmans trip. But I'm guessing you don't do all of your shopping at Aldi because it's not quite everything you need. And there's still things that I'm very particular about where I buy them, Joe. For example, I love the produce at Aldi. It's great.
Yeah.
Got a bag of apples at Aldi. Tremendous. Super crisp, just how I like them. We'll buy the milk and eggs at Aldi because it's, I think, cheaper than just about anywhere else. A lot of other things we get done shopping there. But I'm still not buying meat there.
Mm.
It's just, I've done it like once or twice before. I've bought corned beef there that's very good.
Yes.
And I'll still buy one of those there. But there's something about it not, it doesn't quite sit right for me. It doesn't feel as fresh. I don't know. It maybe because the butcher shop isn't right there. You know, you don't see them doing the work like right behind the scenes. There's a mental block, and then there's also, I've gotten it right there before. I wasn't super impressed. So that's like, I've stopped. I'm not doing like the meat shopping there. I go somewhere else for that.
So we get a majority of our meat from other places as well. But I don't think for the same reason. I don't get a lot of meat at Aldi because by the time I get to Aldi, which is still pretty early, the meat's overpicked, right? And what I want's not there. I mean, most of the time, you can't find ground chicken. It's gone. Or any kind of chicken, really. Gone by noon. So I find myself going to Wegmans or to Tops to get the meat. So I'm in the same camp, but I think for a different reason.
Are there frills that you like at a grocery store? You know, they said it's not no frills, no, you know, big displays or anything like that, and Americans don't care. I don't want to say the same about me.
What frill do you like?
Example, I like going into a Wegmans or Tops, and we talked about this last week, seeing the big Buffalo Bills display and meandering and not buying really anything, but just taking a gander, looking around, seeing the colors. You're not going to see that at an Aldi.
No, but I've seen it once.
Yeah, I know, but yeah. I appreciate that. The work that goes into it. I like seeing it. all the little displays, the logos that they put up there.
Yeah. I like that.
I like the feeling. I like seeing the lobsters. My son likes those. I like the lobster in the tank.
I'm all in for. I like the lobster in the tank. I like Wegmans seafood section. I think that's. I will go to Wegmans just for that sometimes.
But there is something like to the meat discussion. There is something about that seeing the butcher block.
Yes.
That I think enhances.
Yes.
Right. The experience and kind of makes you feel all right. I feel a little bit better about picking out one of these.
It's also why they have more of a selection, and you won't find Wegmans picked over at noon. Because there is someone constantly,
right there.
Yeah, there's someone constantly cutting up, packaging, and putting on the shelf.
You're not going to find a rotisserie chicken anytime soon at all.
Right. I mean, that is my biggest complaint, and they'll never will be. You're right.
How many do you eat a week, rotisserie chicken?
I go through 1.5 because I mix it with vegetables and make a meal out of it.
You pull the rotisserie chicken and mix it with the vegetables.
So yeah, I buy it. I will take the skin off of it, and then I'll get the meat, put it in a Tupperware thing, measure it out, and then put it with vegetables.
I'm too much of a plain person for that. Like, I don't like the flavor of the chicken on the salad.
Ah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I like a tasteless regular chicken breast that, like, I make plain without any, that if I was ever to mix with vegetables. But I'm just a lunatic when it comes to that.
My go-to is just to put it in a thing of cauliflower rice and put a bunch of mustard on top of it.
Someone on our text board, 8030930, if you want, like, how do you have certain shopping habits, and does Aldi fit in? Because they're the fastest growing grocery chain in the U.S. for 3 straight years, and more and more people are shopping there. Aldi seeing a big benefit of that as people are flocking there to save money, or maybe just to think they're saving money, depending on what you're buying. On our text board this morning, someone's saying best hams and ribs I've ever had were from Aldi, and the chicken is good too. There are certain things that I am like big on reading the label about, like sausages. Sausages, I prefer my sausage to be made somewhere, you know, where I could drive to. You know, within a stone's throw. It doesn't have to be in the store, but like locally.
You don't want to drive in half the country.
Yeah. Like,
I get
so
that.
When I see like the pre-packaged sausages, I'm always buying like a local store brand or someone that I know is local. I'm not necessarily going Johnsonville, you know, for a sausage.
That's fair.
Yeah. But I prefer one over the other.
Something that was packaged here in the last week.
Yes. And yeah. Am I going to pay a little bit more for it? Yeah. But I'm okay with that. Like, that's like, those are the things that I want to pay more for, not necessarily something in a box or milk or eggs or something.
Yeah. Another frill that I'll like, you know, you're going to the grocery store at night. Maybe, you know, you're running later. It is nice at Wegmans. I can have them make my dinner while I'm shopping, right? Hey, I'm going to pick up a sub on my way out. That's a nice frill that I think a lot of people enjoy having. Hey, not only the grocery store, but I can go get tonight's meal.
Sometimes it's a necessity.
Yes.
You know, I can tell you, me, my wife, my kid, we're, you know, if you have to do grocery shopping, you also have to have dinner. You don't know. We don't have a ton of time. You're out and about. We've done that plenty of times.
Right. And it saves you the second stop.
Get whatever you're going to get here. You know, we weren't even planning on going out, but it's just so much easier to eat here than do the shopping. One stop. Boom.
Perfect.
One parking space. I am in love still. I know prices have gone up everywhere. Just a roast beef and cheese plain sub at Wegmans.
No condiment?
No.
No lettuce?
No.
Oh. Okay.
Why? No, crunch doesn't do anything for me. I want meat. Extra meat. The more meat, the better. Throw some cheese on there, toast it, boom. That's my thing.
I would like that, but add mustard and onions, and I'll be all happy.
I am, like, as you find more, as more and more people hear my food takes, they're widely panned as being terrible.
See, as we're talking about saving the frills to save money, I feel this is where my cheapness comes in. If I order that sub without anything on it, the person who also got all the vegetables on it just paid the same price as me. So the cheapness in me will not allow me to have a plain, simple sub like that.
You just want to just throw it on
because. I want to feel
like
I'm getting my money's worth.
Yeah. I don't even like these peppers, but throw them on.
I might not even like hot banana peppers with this today, but I need to make sure that I'm getting my money's worth.
Yeah, I'm lactose intolerant, but cheese it up.
Yeah.
that's what we do. But all right, so this article continues. One of the things Aldi does, they say they're private label pros. Aldi brand products, its own products, make up more than 90% of the items it sells. That's a bigger proportion than most rivals, according to the consumer data company Numerator. So that brings up another question. How important is the label to you when you're buying something? Off-brand versus does the brand matter and does it change with what you buy? Aldi is, they're, I think, killing it in part because they're with Trader Joe's, and you'll find a lot of the Trader Joe's products cheaper in a different box, the same thing.
I was going to say, it is still under a different name, but yeah, they have that everything but the bagel seasoning. It's a different name at Aldi, but it's the same exact thing.
And it's cheaper,
yes.
Which is like, that's a wild how you get away with that one. They have cookies. I think around this time, they're like maple sandwich cookies.
Yes.
The same thing that they have over. I don't know if the price is that much different, but it's the exact same thing over at Trader Joe's. They have it at Aldi. Boom, right on the end shelf. I am not a label snob at all.
No.
I think there's only a few things. I think the only time I'm a label snob is when I'm having something new, and I don't know for sure if the replacement product, like the store brand product, is the same as what I've been buying. I'll give you an example. We have Kodiak cakes for pancakes. That's like the protein pancake powder. It's got a bear on the front. It's like this rustic looking box. And I know that they make, and I see it over at Aldi, they make like a protein pancake powder. But I haven't gone through my homework yet to figure out, right? If it's all the same ingredients or if it's something a little bit different. Usually it's like the exact same thing, but I haven't figured that out yet, so I haven't gone. I'm still with the label.
Yeah, see, for me, if I'm not shopping at Aldi, I'm still getting store brand, right? I mean, I used to be a label snob with Triscuits, but then I realized that the ones at Aldi are just as good.
Some of them are like different, though. Like Oreos, you got to be careful. Wegmans Oreos are great. But not all Oreos are built the same as Oreos, for sure.
Yeah, I do like a good Oreo, a double stuffed Oreo.
I mean, like Oreo is the standard. The Wegmans brand is very good.
Yeah,
but you get it from some other places, and that can not be the same. The cookie's a little too thick, not as much cream in the middle. They mix up the recipe somewhat. Like sometimes the brand matters.
Yeah,
chips, give me whatever.
I was gonna say my weekly shopping. I don't find myself looking for the label. I find myself looking for either the big yellow sticker that says it's on sale or the name brand. I'm looking for what's cheapest and weekly. Yes, there are a few exceptions every now and then, but my weekly grocery, I don't care what the label says. Give me the cheapest product.
Yeah, I think a lot of people were there. That's why Aldi's going on. What about you? 803-0930, B-Maz and Beamer. We'll be back after this.
It's B-Maz and Beamer. Now, Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer, News Radio 930 WBEN.
Yes, we are back here on WBEN, B-Maz and Beamer. Brian Mazurowski, Joe Beamer here with you. And we're talking grocery shopping, where you do yours. A new article, Insider, writing about Aldi for the third straight year, fastest growing grocer in the U.S. Do you shop there? Have you changed your shopping? What does shopping look like for you? 803-0930 to join us this morning on WBEN. Me and Joe, we both said we both are Aldi shoppers.
Both Aldi shoppers, but we both admit that there are some frills that we like to go see every now and then.
I'm an everything shopper.
Yeah.
I literally go to, well, that's not true. I was going to say I go to every store. But we go to at least four stores regularly to do our grocery shopping.
Aldi.
Which sounds insane.
Aldi, Wegmans, Target. Or the three for the Beamer
Target,
family.
Really?
Yeah.
I wonder how many people, they got that big.
They just did all their stores. They just did those expansions.
Food section.
Yeah.
But I would never think to go shopping there for groceries.
Yeah. Ever since they expanded the food part.
What do they have there?
All their stores. I mean, it's pretty much in Aldi. I mean, they don't have the bakery like a Wegmans. You know, they don't have the frills of a grocery store, but they do have some better prices. And
I have actually
on the way from the other. So
I bought food once from Target, and that was right as everything was shutting down. When you know, they would go on the radio and say there was a person at Walmart
8 o'clock
Tuesday. Sheridan Drive, who had COVID, that, like that. Remember that?
Yes.
When that was going on, I went into, and it was right after St. Patrick's Day. I went into a Target, and they had corned beefs, like the full, you know, like a normal crock pot size corned beefs. I think it was $7 a piece. Like, unbelievable deal on corned beef. I got like four of them. We ate corned beef. You know, all the time.
Those are the two things I like to get at Target are ground chicken. They have a great price, and they're always in stock. And the frozen vegetables at Target are the best price of the three places I shop.
Interesting. And again, chicken is not a place. I would not go to a place like that for chicken. Aldi, Target, like any of these. I don't know. Something about it just kind of weirds me out a little bit. I'll go to Jack. Jack, you're on WBEN. Are you an Aldi shopper? Guys.
No, Brian, hi, Joe. Yesterday was the first time I ever stepped in an Aldi store. And usually we do 90% of our shopping at Wegmans, and then most of the meat's at a local butcher shop. But I just needed like four or five things. I said, well, I'm not going to go to Wegmans. It's the middle of the afternoon. It's going to be mobbed. So I stopped in Aldi's, and I tell you what, I liked it, but not knowing where products were, it's kind of eye-opening. You know, I go to a Wegmans, I know what aisle I have to go to get this and that. But I'll go back. I'll try it again.
You said yesterday was your first time. Why yesterday? What drove you to go there?
I think because I was close to being in the area. And I just saw the sign. I was coming down Elmwood Avenue. I saw the sign. I go, you know what? I'll just stop in there and see if they got what we need. And they had what we needed for the dinner that night.
Yeah, kind of that what the heck attitude, and it worked out for you.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. So I'll try it again. You know, I don't know. I don't think I'll do it, you know, 100% of my shop in there, but I'll go there because I also go to a Price Right once in a while, too. So, you know, but I'll try Aldi's again.
Hey, thanks for the call, Jack. I think you're like a lot of people. You go to it once. You realize, yeah, this could be useful. And then you figure out a way, where does this fit into my grocery shopping routine on a weekly basis?
Price Right's another one. If there's something I know I need to get and bring home, the Price Right across the street, because they have good deals, and it's something I can hit and then go home without having to go out of my way.
See, now that's one I've never stepped foot in. I mean, I'm sure I've been to a Save-A-Lot before. I have probably been in a Price Right before, but it is just, it's just not, I feel like I'm at my bandwidth right now when it comes to grocery shopping and what we get.
I think four is a good number.
We have four key stores and then like a couple other places, you know, Aldi, Tops, Wegmans, BJ's. And like, what, am I adding a fifth to that? Something's getting squeezed out.
Yeah. I mean, Price Right, like I said, it's just if it's something, if I'm actually going home after this, I will go. And if I'm doing the afternoon shift here, I've been known to get a bag salad or a Lunchable from across the street. Good prices.
Somebody on our text board was sending in about, because we were talking about Aldi being the private label. And more stores are doing this, too. You see it a lot at Wegmans. You see it at Tops now, where it's their own brand of product, kind of replacing some of this big name brand stuff that you're more likely to find in other places. And for the most part, I'm not a label snob at all. It doesn't bother me. Somebody texting in, coffee is one item. I need a particular brand. No switching that. And you disagree. Now, I'm not a coffee drinker. I just kind of assume that there must be a fairly significant difference from coffee to coffee, just because there's so many different brands. It's flooded. There's a whole coffee aisle with a million different things that I have no idea what they are. So I assume there must be a big difference.
Yeah, you can make your coffee fresh. They have that in the coffee aisle. If you fill up that bag, you get $100 from Supermarket Sweep. For me, any coffee is good, right? But this person might like a particular taste, a particular flavor that only one brand makes. I switch coffees to now we drink the Aldi coffee. I don't put anything in my coffee. I drink my coffee the way it comes out of the machine. And I don't notice any different. But again, I was going from Folgers to Aldi brand, not making a big jump. I mean, like you said, Brian, there is an aisle, both sides of the aisle, coffee, coffee, coffee. So there's obviously different tastes people look for. I go for the more generic coffee, and the switch to Aldi for me, no difference. I like it just as much.
I just feel like there's so many different brands.
Yeah.
There's got to be, even from like original to original, is original what you call it?
Yeah, original, yeah. Medium blend, breakfast blend.
Like, there would have to be a difference. Although, you know, I'll drink green tea, and I've drank, I don't know, 7 different brands of green tea. It all tastes the same to me. Could not tell you the difference, like, at all for any one of them. Mike in Buffalo. Mike, you're on WBEN. Have you changed the way you shop at all in the last couple
of
years?
Good morning, Brian. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Mike, doing well.
Well, guys, years ago, I did a little study for my parents and for my lovely bride. And we took our grocery list, and I shopped them at Wegmans, Tops, Aldi's, and Price Right. And are you ready for this? There wasn't a $5 difference in the bottom line between the four stores. Now, you can go to one store and get something less expensive than you can at one store. That's a gimme. But if you took your entire grocery bill, shopping list, and you went and compared it to the four stores, there's not a $5 difference between them. And by the time you spend your gas going from one store to the other store to the other store to the other store, you'll find that it doesn't make sense.
I guess it depends on what you're buying, when you're buying it, what you're looking for. Like that, you can't use that, I would think, as a blanket statement. Generally speaking, though, I think you're right. I don't know about the gas part, but I think you're right on there are certain things, and that's why my list of stores is four stores long.
We shop at Aldi's probably once a week. And did you know that Aldi's is the number one grocery store in Germany?
Yes.
I mean, I had two aunts, rest their souls, they've passed away. They used to tell my mother, Tony, you have to go to Aldi's to buy your ground beef. It's fresh, it's cheap, it's cheaper than any place else. And my mother never really got into, you know, going to Aldi's. She was a top shopper because she knew the family and one of those deals. But Aldi's, don't be ashamed to go to Aldi's. Don't be afraid to. They got great stuff there. They really do. They really do.
It's
really good stuff. And if you want a really good place to go for your meats, plug, Camillo's.
Mike, that's thanks for the call. I mean, that's another one where, like, there's all the different, like, everyone's got their place for meats, things like that. And a lot of people, like, Mark in the Square, like, great, you know, meats.
Yes.
And the former Budways, like, you can go there for a different meat, and it's awesome. I feel like there is a certain breaking point where you reach, unless you're, like, preparing for a special event. Right, like you have a big party or you have one thing in particular you get once in a great while. You can only go to so many stores.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, eventually you're spending an entire day going around town for this item, that item. To Mike's gas point, I mean, eventually you're going through a tank to get your week's groceries.
Yeah, the time point. Like the time, like your time is worth something at the end of the day that you can't be going all over the place all the time.
But a few weeks ago, my parents, for the first time, shopped at Aldi instead of Wegmans, okay? And they did everything they could find at Aldi, and they found they saved about $50. To Mike's point, they couldn't find 5 things at Aldi, had to go to Wegmans for it. Probably evened out after that, but the stuff they could get at Aldi, they found they saved $50. But I think Mike does make a point, because then they had to go shopping around for the other 5 things that might have brought it a little closer.
50s. Extreme.
Yeah, but that's minus 5 items is the point.
Yeah, but so $50, like $50 is a cart full of groceries.
Right.
They like, what were they buying?
Oh,
that they saved $50.
I'll tell you this. My parents, there's two people living in that house. They spend over $200 on groceries a week. I don't know what they're doing. But I always hear their grocery bill, and for the two of them, and it's in the 200s.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah.
How's the caviar there when you go over? We'll go to Jay in Lancaster. Jay, when you go grocery shopping, like, and you're picking a store, like, what's important to you? Do you care about brand names, things like that? Is it strictly price?
Yes and no with that, but it is strictly price right at this time. But for years, I've been making a quick drive. I live in the eastern suburbs, Lancaster, Depew area. I drive up once a week to Niagara Produce off of Millersport Highway there, and it's literally a third of what I would spend if I was going to Wegmans or Tops. And I still go to Wegmans for certain items that they don't carry, but especially for meat, it's fresher, the portions are bigger, and it is vastly, vastly cheaper. So, a 20-minute drive there and a 20-minute drive back to save a couple $100 is well worth it in my book.
Hey, Jay, thanks for the call. There's so many different options for you to be able to go to. I think at some point, you have to put your foot down when it comes to where you're going.
Right.
Right. Like, how far are you driving? How many stops are you making for what you need on a given day? And I know a lot of people call in with like claims of saving a whole lot of money. Generally speaking, unless you're buying huge quantities or you have like 10 people living under the roof, it's a few dollars here and there.
Yeah.
I'm not sitting here doing the full analysis on everything, like item by item in between every single store, but I feel like generally speaking, when people save money, it's what you do. Or when you spend money, you maybe couch it a little bit. If you are trying to brag about how much money you saved, you might over exaggerate that a little bit to prove the point. Because I have a hard time believing that you're saving hundreds of dollars, maybe over the course of a year. Okay, but in a month, over a few trips, to save hundreds of dollars, you have to be buying a completely different product at one place as opposed to another to really see that savings. Because I go everywhere.
Right.
And I see there are price differences, no doubt. And there's quality differences, no doubt, from place to place. But, $100 savings, you're doing, you're walking out with one under your coat is what you're doing.
Now, let me ask you this.
You were using the scan app, not paying, and then you got taken away.
Let me ask you this, because you talk about, the freshness of meat, right? You want to go, you go to a Wegmans to get your meat. What do you think of storing, going to a different place and getting a month's worth of meat and storing that in your freezer? Is that something you would do to save a few bucks?
Not really, because no. I think there's such a huge difference, like steaks, for example. I don't like, we have the freezer space, we can do, whatever. If I'm going to make steak at home, and steak's more expensive than, a bunch of chicken or ground beef or something like that, I am going to buy it the day that I make it.
Okay.
To get the, because if you put it even for like a couple days, if it's in the fridge, it's not the same. You could see it. And, the meat starting to turn just a little bit. And frozen, there's only so long that stays. We freeze a lot of, we'll buy like 3 pounds of ground beef or even more like that and freeze some of that. Like, that's fine. Chicken.
But you don't want steaks sitting in the freezer.
Yeah.
You want steaks never frozen on the grill.
And I feel like there's a point where you can, I don't know. You're not freezing meat, or at least I'm not freezing meat for months.
Yeah.
A month. Okay. Months. I don't know. That's a little bit different. Even in the freezer.
Because people, they have the big freezers, right? The big, huge.
We got one in our basement.
Yeah. And they will put months worth of meat in that freezer and claim they're saving money by doing it that way.
Well, if you shot it yourself, yes. Like that's what I was always thinking.
I'm talking about people going and just buying it. Yeah, of course, if you're a hunter.
Yeah, you can buy like I'm just not a I don't think I'm adept enough at knowing what I'm doing and how to properly store everything and freezer sealing. I don't have like a freezer sealing machine, right. or anything like that. You know, we got the freezer bags and Saran wrap and everything, but we don't have all the equipment necessary to store things for months and months on end.
Think of the money we could save if we were hunters going into deer season.
I mean, I guess so. Then you're eating deer for...
I know.
Which is
saving good money, though.
You talk to me, I would eat the same thing all the time, no problem. I eat chicken like every single day, yeah. But
I actually don't mind. I don't mind venison. So,
what are you saying?
I wish I was a hunter. I wish I would have learned to hunt.
What's stopping you?
Come on, I don't trust myself.
You can't say something like that. You're fully able.
I don't know about that.
You're able to go out.
I think the time's passed for me to learn to do that.
I don't think that's a bad attitude to have for anything.
Yeah,
you can learn anything anytime. The other week.
When I used to go fishing, I was the one guy that would never catch anything. I just don't have a knack for that kind of stuff.
I don't think that's like a knack thing. That's just a defeatist attitude.
Well, this is the one time in life I have the defeatist attitude. I can't hunt. I wish I could.
Have you ever tried?
No.
It's like saying I can't do a cartwheel.
But you know me very well. I'm very impatient. I think after a while of not seeing anything walk in front of me, I'd be like...
Yeah, you wouldn't kill anything because you'd be in the deer stand... with like a baseball game from like Korea on full volume, cheering and scaring all the deer away.
Yeah, I just don't have the patience. But I would like to be able to do it.
All right. Well, no, I thought the article was interesting because I see more people there for sure than I used to.
I mean, a year ago, I could go to Aldi after work here. And get right through the line and have my little bag salad kit for lunch. Now, if I want that salad kit for lunch, I'm standing in line. That place is always busy. And more are going up. There's one going up right next to Wegmans.
Yeah, they're building Sheridan. More. They're building more. And I want to see how everything can be. So many different options. Again, I can only do so much. I can only go so many places.
I like your limit of four. I think that's a fair... Because a lot of those places are right down the street from each other. So yeah. Boom, boom, boom.
It's like unless special occasion, like I might go to Bubbly's this week for bratwurst.
There you go.
Because I like the bratwurst there.
Yeah.
But that's special occasion. You're driving out there. It's outside of my normal range of stores, but you have to get it.
But it's also not a ridiculous drive for you. I mean, that's right there.
Yeah, it's true.
Right.
I'm at Dash's. I said Bubbly's again. Dash's.
Dash's. Okay.
I get in at both.
Yeah.
Just further proving my point that I don't actually stop at four stores, apparently. I'm going like all over the place.
You've mentioned six now.
I know. All right. We'll be back here tomorrow. Another nice day. Hopefully everyone enjoys what's going on today as far as the weather, because it's not going to last forever. We'll be back here tomorrow morning. BMaz and Beamer on WBEN.